What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Good, the Bad and the Stupid. It's Wednesday, the, 22nd of July. Third of the five in the series of the week. Cryptic message, that is. I'm doing five this week and this is the third one. That's what it means. If you've not been here before, this is what it's going to be like. It's not very educational, let's put it that way. But do bear in mind that there's a podcast which you're probably listening on. There's a video version of it on YouTube. And there's mini videos where I cut up the little sections of the podcast and I put them out there as well. So check it out, do or don't. Anyway, let's move on. We've got things to talk about. The first one is the Yorkshire pudding with a huge smile. That's a picture in the Sun newspaper because that's where journalism is at its finest. It's a Yorkshire pudding with a huge grin. The day of the Leeds promotion to the Premier League, apparently. So, and that's why it's made it into the paper, because they think that that Yorkshire pudding smiled when Leeds got promoted to the Premier League. Now, you and me know that isn't the case. You and me know that's absolute nonsense. We know that Yorkshire puddings don't smile. But for this reporter for the Sun newspaper, he has thought he's got the big, you know, he's landed his big story of his career, and it's the smiling Yorkshire pudding. And he's made it into the paper. It was on page three even. That's page three. It's a prestigious page in the Sun newspaper. Usually preserved for, reserved, should I say, for tits. Well, it used to be. But now it's we got smiling Yorkshire puddings. So, yeah, there you go. That's if that's ever a reason not to buy that newspaper, I'll give you plenty more. Don't worry. What's it called? The M20 has been rated the England's worst motorway. Sorry, have you ever been on the fucking M25? And have you? Well, saying that, the M20, does that lead down to the Dartford Tunnel? No, that's the M25. Have you ever been on the Dartford Tunnel? The M25. That is horrendous round there. The M25 in general is absolutely shit. And then you got the M6, but in the top five motorway, top worst motorways, is M25 at five. What? M27, M4, M23, and M20. The M23 is fucking one of the best. This is the shit story of the podcast. The M23 is one of the best. That's one of my favourite motorways. The M40 is gotta be the best motorway. M40 is the best. M23, second best. How it's in the worst? Well, it might be in the worst at the moment because they've got roadworks on it. Saying that, there's roadworks all the way fucking. They've widened the road over the last few years and that was made it a bit shit. But it used to be good. M40 is the best motorway. Honestly, I could have sex with the M40. That's how good it is. Just hardly any traffic usually. Don't get into much traffic jams on there. Loads of service stations. And there's the odd stop off for dogging if you're into that kind of thing. Brussels sprouts, I'm not, by the way. Brussels sprouts have been voted the worst vegetable that Brits hate the most. Well, not me, not this Brit. You're saying that, I've got a bag of Brussels sprouts. It's probably gone out of date in my freezer. I've had it that long. I can't bring myself to eat them, but I don't hate them. It's just, there's nothing to have them with, is there? It's one of them vegetables that you have them with the Christmas dinner, but there's, apart from that, there's no other really. I bet if I Google now, there's fucking thousands of Brussels sprout recipes, but generally, you can't imagine what recipe has Brussels sprouts in it apart from Christmas dinner. That's why people don't eat them. But people hate them on that day. They just don't get used to them. But I've had them with garlic and all that stuff. I remember I had some on the afters, you know, like leftovers, and I mixed them up. I just threw garlic and shit like that on. They tasted really good. I mean, you know, they're like Marmite, aren't they? They're not acquired taste, but they certainly they're healthy. Let's put it that way. I'm just going to say they're healthy. Antichokes came second. Artichokes, not antichokes. Artichokes sounds like that's the what's it called? The sadomasochist version of a vegetable. Artichokes. Beetroot celiac. fennel and okra come in as well. Okra, again, not many recipes. What do you have? Lady fingers, they call them. You don't really think of much recipes with them in, do you? Anyway, I thought of a good joke. What was it? What do you call an angry, broody, thespian Australian vegetable? Brussels crow. There you go. You can have that one. You can use that. I tried to say it earlier on and I said Brussels sprout to somebody. I meant, oh no, Brussels crow. Brussels crow. There you go. Get it right. Don't say Brussels sprouts because you ruined the joke. A chocolate thief who nicked 64 cream eggs from a Home Bargains has been jailed for a year. That's a wounder. That's got to be. That's a pisser. 64 cream eggs and you got jailed for a year. This country is fucking upside down when it comes to sentencing people for crimes. I was talking about this the other week about a guy who was a pickpocketing heroin addict that's been pickpocketing people. He's been caught many times, burglary, and he's walked free every single time, five times at the very least. And this guy has got a year in prison for nicking 64 Cadbury's cream eggs. Now, fucking you tell me, you do the maths and think that judge isn't a fucking idiot. Because the other judge is obviously the nicest judge in the world. You know, if you could pick your judges as a criminal, you ain't going to pick this fucking 64 cream egg ban. Imagine if you did something quite serious, like the other guy, burglary. You'd be like doing a life sentence. So this guy, yeah, I mean, you know, he'll have to. That's how many days for every cream egg is that? There's a maths question for you. Every cream egg, that's 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. 6 days for every cream egg, almost. It ain't worth it. Crime doesn't pay, especially cream egg crime. He probably should have burgled somebody, he'd have got less. He would have definitely got another judge, probably. And there was another thing the other day about a guy who just got out of prison for murder. OB doesn't listen to this podcast and come looking for me. But he killed somebody. I don't like talking about murder on this, but he killed somebody, chopped their head off and used his head as a bowling ball. He got out after 15 years. And other people have been for 30 years for being in a gang. You got to fucking wonder what the fuck is going on with this place. I tell you what, I ain't going to be shoplifting from now on after hearing that. I might have to be doing this podcast secretly from a phone that I've had to hide at my backside inside the prison, because don't forget, the podcast and you come first. In my eyes, whether I'm in prison or not, whether I'm being raped in prison or not. Bucks Fizz, Cheryl Baker, says she hates the group's Eurovision winning song, Making Your Mind Up. Well, you ain't alone there, Sue Baker. Cheryl Baker, you're making your mind up. That's got to be one to grate on you. That's like somebody using grate sandpaper on your genitals listening to that. It's nothing good about it. It's a 70s cheesy pop song, isn't it? And there's plenty of them that it's better than that singers today, pop songs, but still doesn't make them any better. It just makes them shitter than that. Still shit, though. But anyway, we won the Eurovision Song Contest. I think that's the only time. Is that the only time I've ever won it? You might have to prove me wrong on that or tell me I'm wrong, but we normally come last because the Eurovision Song Contest is all about like politics and that, isn't it? It's all bullshit. All the countries all vote for themselves, vote for each other, like scratching each other's arses, backs and arses. Red wine is the best thing to get us in the mood for love. Oh yeah, I might have a glass then. But then again, I'm not seeing anybody tonight, so I don't think that's going to be... It ain't going to be... I'll be sending out love signals to nobody, unfortunately. But so if you're into the, if you're down on your luck or you're missing out on your sexy feelings, get on the red wine. I'll tell you what, doesn't matter. Any drink makes you feel that way. Doesn't matter. Some drinks make you look at the wrong people for sex, like fucking loads and loads and loads of lager. You get your beer goggles on, and then you next thing you know, you're waking up next to somebody that's hairier than you on the man's side, or fatter than you on the man's side. No. What would the woman wake up next to? Somebody that you would never, ever go near anyway. Wrong. Oh, fuck knows. What would you say? What could you say for a woman? Bald men. A bald man, and you don't like bald men. You like men with... Long, flowing locks, usually like Fabio, the Italian model. But you wake up with the bald 60-year-old man from the dirty old man from the pub who sits in the corner usually. Never gets any luck, and you come over, stumble over, because you pissed out your brains. I'll tell you, it happens, it happens. What was I going to say? Goosebumps help your hair grow. Tell the guy who I just spoke about in the pub, the bald guy, the sexy bald, the pervy bald guy. Goosebumps help your hair grow. So you need a good scare. Maybe him waking up next to you is going to give him that good scare as well. Because he's never usually waking up to anybody. And all of a sudden you're lying there and he's like, what the fuck? All of a sudden, he's instantly aroused. Anyway, goosebumps, there you go. Cavemen, the skin's reaction to cold, fear and excitement could have made cavemen look bigger and more aggressive. There you go, that's it. I'm going to go out looking for a scare then, if he's going to make me bigger, make me look like a caveman. That is got to be the aphrodisiac for a woman. The women like the idea of being carried off into the sunset or into the cave for what's it called? Consensual acts of sex, of course. But they like the idea of it, I'm sure. Some. Captain Caveman at the ready. Anyway, lags can do as much porridge as they like in one prison, which gives them an unlimited amount for free. What? Can do as much porridge as they like in one prison, which gives them an unlimited amount for free. Toasters have also... What? Oh, unlimited amount of porridge. I've always amount of time, because porridge is called time in prison as well, isn't it? I was like, so people are going to go into prison for free? Or just like choose to go in there and stay there as long as they like? That don't make no sense. No, this prison has actually changed the... stopped people rioting and causing by giving them toast and unlimited toast and jam and porridge, and they're all like that. That's more like it. I'll calm the fuck down now and sit in my cell and read my book. Now, let's have more of that. Keep the porridge coming, and you won't get any more trouble from me. All right. So yeah, good on them. What else do they have? Other ones do it with other lags at other jails only get breakfast packs containing cereal and dry crackers. So they're going to hear that. Once that goes through the smoke signals out of the prison windows, they're going to have a riot on their hands. They want toast and jam, and they want it now. And they want their porridge. Right. The vampire kit I spoke about the other day sold for $2,500. They've priced it at that as well, didn't they? So there you go. Vampire kits, make them up. An antique one, of course. You're not going to get one made up out of a cereal box and a couple of breadsticks tied together in the shape of a cross. No, it was one from the 18th century, 19th century, I don't know, something like that. Or even earlier than that. Vampire scare box. We had like a silver bullet. No, silver bullet. Had a dagger and all that shit in there. A renowned tomato grower has doubled his crop by using a vibrator. You Percy Throwers out there wondering how to get your tomatoes up to size? Well, you want to get your vibrator on it. Rub your vibrator around. How's he done it? 12 from a £12 purple sex toy. He filmed himself using it to coax pollen out of the closed petals and onto a spoon. And an American told him he's fat. He looks for tomato flowers with large petals and more flowers. So He's rubbing his vibrator over them, and they're giving out more what's it called, pollen. So they're turning them on, and they're turning the tomatoes on. I'm turning the tomatoes on in a bit when I want to have something to eat. But I'm on about on the stove. He's turning them on with his vibrator. The tomatoes are saucy little devils, aren't they? Literally red sauce. Anyway, let's move on before I get on with the. I'm on a pun wagon with that one. Right, I'm going to leave it on one more. A huntsman spider. Has been capable. A huntsman spider, they're the biggest spider going anyway. They're massive, aren't they? Horrible looking things. Harmless, but horrible. A huntsman spider is capable of growing as big as a 12 inch wide. Is capable of growing as big as 12 inches wide. Was found in a shipment of chairs from China. I tell you what, I bet some of them guys instantly grew caveman hair. Over, like within a second. As soon as I saw that spider. That's the goose pimples would have like scared them. Would they have been scared that much that the goose pimples would have come and made the hair grow like a caveman within 5 seconds. Because a spider that's 12 inches in size, I can't get my words out saying this because it's scaring me just talking about it. A spider that's 12 inches in size, you could stand on and it could walk with you on its back. That's how big a 12-inch spider would be. That would like put people in their graves. I'm not even scared of spiders, but I'm certainly scared of a 12-inch huntsman, 100%. Right, I'm going to leave it for there. Maybe you'll have to, fight it off with your vibrator. You know, you might get a saucy spider as well, like with the tomatoes. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.